Elsewhere, Iraq's Dawa Party, headed by incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, has announced its commitment to the Prime Minister-designate Haider al-Abadi. The party announced its decision after asking Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani's opinion. The top Shia cleric says the country's new prime minister should have broad national acceptance and should be able to work with the leaders of other ethnic and religious communities. Iraq has been in a political turmoil over who will form the next government over the past few days. On Monday, new President Fuad Masum asked Deputy Parliament Speaker Haider al-Abadi to form a new government, a move that was initially rejected by the Dawa Party. Maliki, for his part, described naming of al-Abadi as a coup, saying he would take what he called the constitutional violation to the federal court. Professor of Notre Dame University in Beirut, Eugene Dabos, joins us now. Sir, welcome to the program. Let's discuss the issue of Iraq's Dawa Party now accepting the selection of the new prime minister designate Haider al-Abadi. This goes to show how much unity in Iraq is playing an important role during these times of predicaments and political turmoil in Iraq, doesn't it?
Indeed, this is a major breakthrough, because the only real opponent to al-Abadi who was left was Nouri al-Maliki himself, and they're both in the same party. This will be very important for the unity not only in Iraq, but also regionally, because now what we see is that developments in Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon are partially in sync. So progress in Iraq will be a good sign for the situation in Syria and Lebanon as well.
Let's talk about upcoming steps for the new Iraqi government. In your opinion, what are the most pressing issues that the new government of Iraq should address and should tackle at this point?
Well, obviously, the most pressing challenge is the ongoing attacks by the so-called Islamic State. But for this to be sustainable, al-Abadi will have to bring in everybody, all the players. He already enjoys the support of the Kurds, some of the Sunnis. I think if he can bring in a significant amount of the Sunni population, which Maliki had disenfranchised, even not only ostracized in some places, that will bring back a unification with the country, and then of course a reintegration of the economy. I don't really think at this point that Kurdistan is a lost cause. I think that Iraq could be reintegrated.
Thank you very much, Professor Eugene Dabos, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.